inventory management, tactics and proper alignment with the order management system, etc., will help you to reduce inventory. It will on both ends, the finished goods inventory also can be kept minimal, and raw material inventory, depending on your ability to really forecast and plan well, even the raw material inventory can be kept at minimal level. So that way, overall, your inventory management will be very efficient. Facility layout has to be designed in such a way that it tactically helps a smoother movement of goods or service, etc., delivery and all. Supplier selection, it helps you to select your supplier. To be able to deliver your service to your consumers, there is a demand on you. There's a pressure on you. So the supplier who's going to work with you should be capable to withstand that pressure, should be capable to deliver more than that pressure. So if he's able to do that, if you require constantly every hour 50 loaf of say pizza bread has to come in, your supplier should be able to provide you that. If he cannot, you are not going to service your consumers. And then one consumer knows ke ye Parel mein aate hai, cheese pizza milta hi nahi hai, he will shift to somebody else, So that's means you will have to really plan your supplier selection. I have given you one example, which is very easy, but when it comes to, say, Flipkart, when it comes to Amazon.in, etc., or Jobong, think of it how they must be working with their supplier and how their supplier able to withstand the demand on them. Types operation scheduling. So operation scheduling is like, what is required for you to achieve that peak load and lower load, how lower load can be utilized better. So there's always a peak time and there is always an easy time. So whether during peak time your server has to dedicate itself on, say, website handling, after done that, the remaining is a back end ko aap bandwidth de do, so back end mein do interaction jo hona hai has to happen smoothly. All those things, staffing and productivity improvement. If all this thing is there, this will be incomplete if your staffing selection to productivity is not really planned well. So you have to select right person, you have to train and tune them so that they are able to produce required results. So very often when you move into any of this international food chain, etc., you'll always find a very, very welcoming, very pleasant way of mannered people approaching you and ask you, "May I help you, sir?" And that's where your interaction starts, that's where your image building starts. So all that is a staffing and productivity improvement is possible under tactical execution plan. You have to look at those aspects. Mark McClusey has developed what you call a manual model, which highlights four stages of tactical execution. Organization needs to pass through these stages. Organization needs to go through this stage. Each stage are complementary to the next stage. It is not that you create the stage four first. So it's a transition. It shows a transition that happens once you start your service culture, which is based on your delivery that you promise to your consumers. So stage one is a baseline service. The focus is mainly on responding to requests in timely manner. That's how you generally start. You start with a very baseline flip chart. Flipkart started with, say, only the books where they created a certain deliverables. They then tried checking whether they are succeeding or not. So that's a stage one, very baseline. Focus is जो ऑर्डर आया उसको हम लोग इफेक्टिवली कंप्लीट करते हैं क्या नहीं. सो दैट्स द स्टेज वन. फ्रॉम देयर यू इंक्रीज योर ऑपरेशनल एफिशिएंसी, प्रोडक्टिविटी, एक्सेट्रा. यू विल एंटर स्टेज टू, विच इज एन ऑपरेशनल एफिशिएंसी पार्ट. यू नो हाउ ईच प्रोसेस, हाउ इंटर डिपार्टमेंटल वर्किंग इज हैपनिंग, वेयर देर आर प्रॉब्लम्स, वेयर देर आर नोड्स विच इज क्रिएटिंग अ बॉटलनेक, एक्सेट्रा. यू विल वर्क ऑन इम्प्रूविंग द ऑपरेशनल पार्ट, एफिशिएंसी ऑफ इट, एंड यू विल ट्राई टू सी दैट कॉस्ट ऑफ डूइंग दैट ऑपरेशन हाउ इट कैन कम डाउन. दैट्स बेस. देयर इज अ स्टेज टू. देन यू एंटर स्टेज थ्री, दैट इज कस्टमर सपोर्ट एक्सेलेंस, विच इज हैविंग डन दैट स्टेज वन एंड स्टेज टू, यू आर एट अ स्टेज वेयर यू कैन प्रोमिस एन एक्सेलेंस टू योर कंज्यूमर्स, वेयर यू कैन गो एंड प्रोमिस, वेयर यू कैन गो एंड क्लेम दैट दिस इज अ डिफरेंशिएशन दैट यू हैव. दैट इज अ स्टेज थ्री वेयर यू कैन गो एंड गिव अ हायर प्रोमिस एंड यू आर श्योर दैट यू विल कंटिन्यू टू मीट दोज हायर प्रोमिसज. एंड देन कम्स द स्टेज फोर, विच इज द फर्स्ट स्टेज विच यू विल ऑलवेज वॉन्ट टू बी. दैट इज द फोकस इज ऑन चेंजिंग कंसेप्ट ऑफ सर्विस एंड ग्रोइंग मार्केट अपॉर्चुनिटी, वेयर नाउ यू आर लिवरेजिंग वॉट एवर दैट यू हैव बिल्ट अप टू स्टेज थ्री. you are leveraging this into a marketing opportunity. You are leveraging what all systems and support that you have created to create a differentiator for you, which is a service differentiator, and that will give you the advantage. It has been found that most firms are in stage 1 and moving to stage 2. Ironically, the survey, one research report which is out, which suggests that ironically, despite years of being in the providing service, many companies are either in stage 1 and just moving to stage 2. So you can see that what is the gap that is currently prevailing in India, and therefore there is an opportunity itself. So when you young people move in, you have a challenge, where challenge is to move either to stage 2 or from stage 2 to 3 and 4. Create a world-class service delivery Indian organization. So that's the challenge. Not that, you know, foreigners are always good at it. It's only that we need to change the mindset and move tactically by adopting this cycle. Example of Domino's, we have time and again said discuss. So I will very briefly, Domino's, not only what you see in the front is a setup and they deliver in half an hour, but at the back end, they have a complete plan, a tactical plan of sourcing pizza base, sourcing vegetables, sourcing cheese, sourcing, you know, capsicum, how to store them, where to store them, etc., including the box. As I told you, you will not find a Domino's box getting soggy, Domino's box making pizza soggy, which is not the case with every other pizza delivery company, etc. So there is a science to that that they achieve, and therefore they create that differentiator for you, and therefore you will want to, you might go once or twice to the other pizza guy's order, but when it is delivered to you, either it has got cold or it has made the pizza soggy because the entire vapor couldn't go out, they have either packed it earlier than required. After packing also, the evaporation is so faster that I made the pizza colder when it was delivered to you, etc., which is not the case with, say, Domino's delivery. So that is where the differentiation has come in, and therefore this differentiation, still many even world leading pizza companies are trying to replicate but struggling with you. So you have other pizza companies also claiming a delivery, home delivery and all, but they are far still behind what Domino's capabilities are. So that's a stage 4 of Mark McClusey model. You have to pass through each one of them. As I told you, you cannot be directly on stage 4. It always starts with stage 1, but if you really don't work to move to the next stage, you will always remain there or midway. You will never be able to reach stage 4, and aim should be to reach stage 4. Continuing our understanding of tactical execution, how do you go about this, and some of the another 10 points will tell you how do you go about ensuring a very efficient tactical execution. And that's where these are the few things which come in handy. Use leading indicators, not lagging indicators. So far, we in the organizations are always able to find result after the result is achieved. After that period is over, we are used to like sale per month, or we are used to sale per week, etc., or delivery per day kitna hua. Here, what it is emphasizing is that use a lead indicator. There is always a way to project how much will you do based on your past trend, etc. So move from past or a lagging indicator to a thought, and the way of doing is a lead indicator. So move from your lag indicator based monitoring to lead indicator based monitoring. Act emotionally. During a live one-to-one interaction, organizations have a unique opportunity to build emotional connect with the customer and drive loyalty. Many services are such where consumer has to be present, physically present while receiving the service. So while receiving the pizza, consumer has to be present, but not the case with, say, while receiving the online order that you have given, where anybody can receive the goods. Person also doesn't expect him to be necessarily at home. He has ordered, the book can come, anybody in the house will receive it, etc. And that's the area where you are not face to face with the consumer, but many restaurants, many malls, or many such outlets, fashion outlets, or many similar such where consumers will be present in front of you, that's the time organization must utilize an opportunity to talk to them and create that emotional connect, give him an experience which will help him to emotionally connect with you, and that will create a bonding. Take the time to care. Take the time to care means, having got the customer, you need to really invest in caring for him. You need to know him. Customer wants to give their business to organization that genuinely care and that are truly interested in solving their problems and making their lives easier. Customer, if gets assurance that, you know, my dependency on this brand or a service is not going to put me down, he will want to come to you again and again. He will always want to do things that will benefit you. He will become your automatic word of mouth. Not only word of mouth, he will refer to you. He will give more of his business to you. So, how this will happen? This will only happen if you find an opportunity in problem to service your customers. Instead of telling a customer, you know, this is not defined in our policy. You have faced this problem. This is one of the problem. I will have to come back to you, and then nobody comes back to the customer. And therefore, he feels that, yeah, this brand, simple dhanda, simple business mein manta hai, but jab mere ko dikkat aati hai, toh mujhe koi support nahi karta hai. He might want to then try an option. So that's where our point is, take the time to care. Yani you have to try and really make your organization service culture in such a way that your frontline may encounter unusual, unheard issues, but it's tact and capability and empowerment at that time. That will show a consumer that you are a brand which cares, and that will attach him with you for lifetime. Test and adapt. Customers will appreciate your effort to innovate and will reward you with the repeat business and positive word of mouth. Yes, you are in the business. So, you want to service. At the same time, you don't want to service without your organizational objective in mind. They realize that they are able to achieve. They realize that there is a meat in their back-end system that they have developed. Now the business is growing. Now they are adding more vertical. From books, they move to many other vertical. Consumer durable, mobiles, fashion, and all other accessories and all. They thought, why should that be the case where you continue to deliver all of them in that shortest bandwidth of time that they were been earlier doing it? Why not monetize it? So as a result, now today, if you need a delivery urgently or a time-specific delivery, you have an option to pay more and get that delivery. Otherwise, there is a routine delivery. They clearly define ke bhai itne se itne din hai to itna rupya. If you want earlier than 1 day delivery or 2 day delivery, etc., you have to pay additional. So that's what monetized. Now, when that was happening, they were testing it. And when they tested, consumers also appreciated and consumers also got on to that, and that led to adaptability. They have adapted wherever required. So test and adaptability, consumers are okay with. You come out with a new monetized model, test with consumers. If consumers are favoring it, benefiting it, they will definitely come back to you and buy more from you, and that will lead to higher benefit for you. So the test and adapt, this thing is one. Invite others to come. Routinely, every employees of the organization must sit and listen to customers and face queries and arguments for and against. Improvise based on this experience. What happens mostly is only your frontline people are dealing with your consumers. Frontline people deal with consumers day in, day out. They hear their problems day in, day out. They hear their suggestions day in, day out. They themselves face a problem. They themselves come out with an idea. अरे यार ये इस तरह से होता तो अच्छा होता वगैरह. Instead, and when they start talking to the back-end people, probably because they have not experienced this, they fail to understand the value in what these people are talking. Organizations today are finding a ways and means why even other back-end people should play some hours of a week or some hours of the month as a frontline people. They have to come and play that role. When they play that role, they are directly facing consumers. They know what exactly happens with consumers. And when that starts happening, when everybody goes through that experience, next time, whenever this frontline people gives a suggestion, this person is able to quickly replicate in his mind how the consumer must be feeling when he himself was at the counter. And in that case, both will sync fast, you know. Both will want to remove this obstacle and therefore they both will start thinking and they will come out with an alternative way of handling such scenarios and all. So invite others to come. That's a way organization can create a service culture which will help you to simplify the process, and obstacles coming in will be mutually resolved. Customize the experience. Find ways to customize the experience to create an emotional connect with customers. Personalize greetings. Acknowledge the length of time the customer has been with your organization, and offer product and service that reflect their individual needs. When I say that, customization means a basket of opportunity that a consumer every time has. So it's like a what all options that you offer. Your customization starts with that, you know, that experience starts with that. So when I am buying my particular thing, mobile, what mobile accessories I am offering. So I will not only order my mobile, I can order my synthesis headphone, I can offer my very classic, you know, mobile case, etc. Customization starts there, you know, there where my name can come in or my message that I choose can come in, etc. Not only that, then the length of time. Ashish Hathi has been with, say, Flipkart for so many months or so many years, etc. So how do you reward that? What do you reward this customer with? Develops the experience. Again, that's a customized for him. And then what life stage this customer is, and accordingly can you create an opportunity for you. So now today, my daughter being marriageable age, does the service provider know that? If they know, they should equip me with the knowledge that at this age, what can still be a style statement in the wedding of your family member. So that way, if they suppose equip me, then I will start noting in my mind, are ye brand ka ye kurta acha hai, ya to iske wa, ya Flipkart mein ye kurte acche mil rahe, pagdi acche mil rahe, whatever, blazers acche hai, all those things. So if then when my occasion comes, I will come to you. So that's what, you know, customize the experience, how customize you can create, not only at the while he orders something, but the length of his association with you and what life stage he is in, and you create a customized offering for him, that will really bring the bonding. Drive customer knowledge. Each interaction with customer is an opportunity to learn about their needs and self-assessment, determine the area and the need improvement, etc. You have to drive customer knowledge. So when customer is visiting for a particular book, you will often find Flipkart or whether it is Amazon or any other thing. Suppose you have put in direct marketing book request, your screen will get flooded with books of the similar nature. They will equip your knowledge because these are the other books. So while you are selecting and ordering or searching, you have other search available which are that direct marketing, you know, effective marketing, measuring direct marketing response. There are plenty of books of the same subject will be thrown open on your screen. So you have a pick and choose, and it has improved your knowledge. When you are looking for a blazer, you have an optional blazer or say accessories and all available. When you are looking for a mobile, options of mobile available. So that way you increase the knowledge, and when you do that, customer will feel empowered, customer will feel happy that he is taking a knowledgeable decision, and that knowledgeable decision will give a confidence of depending on you, and that dependency will lead to order onto you. So having understood the way you can handle your tactical execution, this is what we have understood. What comes is certain basics that we need to know about. The sad truth that entire customer service as a function gets lower weightage. All said and done, operation strategy always gets a lower weightage, which is a sad truth. As a result, the excellence is not coming in your operational execution. And therefore the service level tend to differ. Contact centers are outsourced. Fundamentally, contact center is the first point that a consumer calls you in, or you are calling consumer out. That's the stage which should have been more in-house that got outsourced. And today, all these companies who put that, you know, toll-free number or this thing, etc., but that toll-free number go to somebody else. They are not an employee of the company. They are an employee of that call center. They work as per the process and, you know, whatever answer that they are supposed to give. Instead, if it is a company employee, they will understand the consumer feeling and all better. That is what is the example given. These are the realities, but due to various reasons, this continues to be outsourced. Educate, highlight the contributions and demonstrate the power and potential of the customer service function. What is needed is customer service function, which is in the back side or it has gone in the hiding, needs to come in front. All organizations within the enterprise should know that this organization also equally crucial for the success of our organization. Therefore, they start working in tandem with your customer service organization rather than being one of the LE who has to listen to us. Instead, both of us has to work out something that will give voice to consumers. That's an approach that will help highlight economic benefits and show how it can be turned into a strategic and competitive differentiator. Every time when you involve a service, service can be rendered differently. If this different level of service gives an exceedingly unexpected result with consumers, you know that you will exceed customer expectation and therefore he wants to come back to you. So you must, every opportunity that is available to you, to highlight not only the economic benefit, which is due to attrition being lower, the customer will coming to you, the cost of your lead generation going down, cost of that going down means your margin will improve, all these things will get a benefit to you. Show also how this is turning out to be a competitive advantage, competitive edge, which is helping you in the market. Once that realization comes, everybody else will fall in line to support your customer service initiative and therefore all will become in sync. Efficient customer service is more crucial for today's demanding consumers. Consumers looking for somebody looking for convenience, somebody looking for cost benefit, come somebody's looking for differentiation for himself, various reasons why he's coming to you. How you are able to service those needs, how do you deliver what you have promised, that will really create a differentiation in the mind of today's demanding consumers. Today's consumers have become demanding because they have more resources available, they have more places to go to, they have more options to try to, and therefore they create sometime exceedingly higher demand, but your service alignment will continue to render that better and therefore he will want to be with you. Product range, etc. is not differentiated today. Service is a definite differentiator. Whether your product or quality of the product, how widest range, is no more a differentiator. It is a product plus service that is a differentiator, or so to say only service is a differentiator today. So whether you are in the business of only product or a service or a service only, etc., but it's the service age which is critical for your differentiator. And incremental steps are important. Customer will notice them and appreciate. Customers at every point of time dealing with you, not expecting a sudden and swift changes. He wants whatever is promised to him being delivered. Now you orient yourself in such a way that you start incrementally giving him a better and better service. He is the one who is definitely noticing you, and therefore he knows that you are working for his interest, and that feeling will create a loyalty and a repeat business for you. So that's the beauty of handling tactical execution well. This and some of the previous page we have studied what are the current scenario when it comes to tactical execution. Some of them are negative, some of them are positive. We have seen them. So we have understood the concept of what is tactical execution. With this, we have understood the complete chapter called Service Operation Strategy, wherein we have understood what is strategy, we have understood what is operation strategy, and then we have got into understanding the way you can go about creating your competitive operation strategy. It has an element of tactical strategy in that. So we understood tactical strategy and what you can do to be tactically smart and savvy, and that's how we have understood a complete concept of service operation strategy, which is chapter 1. Thank you, friends.